Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you today as we are in this passage, Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dry Bones. I know for a lot of us, this is probably a pretty familiar passage. It's a familiar story. It's kind of one of those famous visions of Ezekiel that gets read a lot. We hear it in the Mass. We hear it through different retreats, all this kind of stuff. But we wanted to take some time to dive deeper. Because ultimately, spoiler alert, what this vision culminates in is this hope of the restoration of Israel, the regeneration of Israel through the breath of God, through the Spirit of God coming down upon the house of Israel, restoring them, and not only restoring them to how they were, but remaking them into a new nation, one that is presentable to the Messiah, that will come and reestablish the covenant. And the Spirit of God in this vision is reestablishing Israel, renewing Israel through the breath of God, through the Spirit of God, so that the Messiah and that the people of Israel can come back into a new covenant. And so this sounds familiar to us, right? Because ultimately, this is what God does with us through the Spirit. Regenerates us, makes us new so that we can enter into a deep bridal covenant with the Messiah and be with God forever in heaven. Not just as we are, but as regenerated new creatures through the power of our baptism, through being washed by the water, and as the Spirit comes and makes us new. And so what's happening to Israel, what God promises to happen in Israel, has happened and is happening in each and every one of us. I just want to say that at the outset, happening to each and every one of us. And so let's pray, and we're going to recap yesterday a little bit and then talk a little bit more about this passage in Ezekiel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we just come before you just however we are. We come before you whether we're feeling like showing up today, whether we're excited about reading your word or whether we just are under it in the midst of suffering. Maybe we're listening and we're in a place that we feel is the valley of dry bones. And Holy Spirit, wherever we are, we just ask that you would bring us to the place that you desire us to be so that we can hear from the Lord. We can hear his word. We can hear his promise that we may be renewed once again in the power of the Spirit. We ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we began to talk about yesterday, this vision that Ezekiel has in 37 is kind of this back and forth between the judgment of Israel and the restoration of Israel, the judgment of Israel and the promise of restoration in Israel. And so Israel's in exile. They're in this place where they're cut off from their homeland. They're cut off from what they feel is the promise of God, and they're under oppression. And so this image that we see, Ezekiel 37:2, it says, he led me around among them, and behold, they were very many upon the valley, and lo, they were very dry. Talking about the bones. This valley that's full of bones. And the Spirit says to Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel answers, oh Lord, only you know. And so we ended yesterday, and this is where I want to pick up today, talking about this isn't just an image for the house of Israel. First, this is an image for how we all are cut off and separated from God. That before Jesus came, before we were restored, before the life, death, and resurrection of the person of Jesus, we were dry bones. We were cut off from life. That's what it means to be a dry bone, right? The bones are so dry. It's been so long since they've had flesh on them. Since they've had life in them, we were cut off. And then Jesus comes and he opens up the way to salvation. He breathes new life on us in the power of the Spirit. But also for many of us, even though we have that life in us, even though we're baptized, even though we've been walking with the Lord, you might still be sitting there saying, wait, I feel like I'm in the valley of dry bones. I feel like I'm in a season of desolation. I feel like my bones are dried up and that I'm cut off from God. This life that you've been talking about on the show, this life that we hear about in God's word, why don't I experience it? Why don't I have it? And so many of us may feel like we are in that valley. We are in that valley. We might feel like we are in that place where our bones are dry. And the reality is, for each and every one of us, that might not be our total experience, but we can look and we all have places in our hearts that we're still dead, that the breath of God has not yet touched, that we've not let God's Spirit come in and revitalize, that we have those places of pain, that we have those places of brokenness, that we have those places of deep sin and disobedience to God, those places of woundedness where we still have dry bones, where we still feel like, man, that place, I've been walking with the Lord for so long and that place is not getting better. That relationship in my life is not changing. That circumstance I brought to God is still the same. And so we have these places in our hearts. And God says, he says to Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel replies, only you know. God, these dry places in our hearts, can these be revived? Only you know. And what is the Spirit of the Lord's response to Ezekiel? In verse 4, he says this, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you and cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live and you shall know that I'm the Lord. What I love about this portion of the passage is that Ezekiel's there with these bones. It's like this valley of bones piled on each other. And God's like, hey, Ezekiel, can these bones live? And in some ways, I don't even know if what Ezekiel was saying was like a statement of faith of like, Lord, only you know. I mean, he probably was just like, okay, I don't know. Do you know? Because I don't know. I'm standing in front of a valley of dry bones. I don't know how these bones can come alive. And maybe that's where you are. Maybe that's where places in our hearts saying, Lord, I don't know if these bones come alive. You know, do you know? And what God says in response is he gives Ezekiel a promise. And we're going to get into what that promise is in just a few minutes here. But the first thing he says before he gets into the promise, he says, prophesy to these bones. Ezekiel says, God, Lord, can these places live? Can these bones come alive? And the Lord's response isn't yes or no, or let me show you. He says, prophesy to these bones. Tell these bones, hear the word of the Lord. So the first thing that the Lord says to Ezekiel is he says, the first step in giving life to these bones is tell these bones the word of the Lord. What does it mean to prophesy? It's not just to say like some made up like inspirational speech. It's not just to give some vague image about the future. It's not conjuring a genie in a lamp to tell us what's going to happen. It's not just this futuristic thing. It's not a hopeful wish. It's saying, it's proclaiming God's promise. Oftentimes God's promise for the future. And so friends, oftentimes we're in this place, we're saying, my bones are dry. I'm caught up in a place of death. I feel like I can't get out of this place. I feel like I'm cut off from God. God, you're not changing this place in my heart. Lord, is this ever going to change? And the Lord's response before he tells you what he's going to do, he says, hear the word of the Lord. Talk to those places in your heart and proclaim to them what I have said and what I will do. So that's the first step, friends. And it's not like we're saying this formula to like be happy and not be depressed or to make yourself feel better. I'm not talking about making yourself feel better. We're talking about in our hearts, with our minds and our bodies and the way that our brains work and all these different things, choosing to step into the truth about who God has made us to be and what he's promised us. And so your circumstances might not say it. Your surroundings might not say it and your heart might not feel it. And again, I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel. I'm talking about as someone who is in Christ, choosing to align our hearts and our minds with what God has said and what he will do. So he says, Ezekiel, these bones are going to live, but the first thing, prophesy to them. Say to these bones, hear the word of the Lord. When you get up in the morning, say to your bones, say to your innermost man, hear the word of the Lord. We talked about this on the show when we went through Ephesians, waking up in the morning saying, this is the word of the Lord for you. Be strengthened in your inner man. be rooted and grounded in love. Speak the word of the Lord to the dry places in your heart where you feel cut off, where you feel hopeless, and you preach to yourself, hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts. It's not saying Pinterest quotes. It's not saying inspirational platitudes. It's speaking and prophesying the word of the Lord to the dead parts of our heart, because when the dead hear the voice of the Son of Man, they will live. Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Prep your heart to hear God's word. Because God is about to give Ezekiel a promise, but he's saying you need to preach this promise over yourself. Preach this promise to the dead bones that are in the valley. Verse 5, he says, thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And so in this place of death and destruction and dryness, God gives a promise. He gives a promise to the house of Israel, and he's saying to Ezekiel, prophesy this to the house of Israel, that though they are cut off now, though they are in this place of dryness, though they are not in their homeland, this is what they can hold on to. This is the word of the Lord to their hearts. I will cause breath to enter them, and they shall live. And I will lay sinews upon them and cause flesh to come upon them and cover them with skin and put breath in them, and they shall live and they shall know that I am the Lord. So there's two parts of the promise. And these are the two parts of the promise to us of God saying, I will make you alive. You're dead. You're cut off from me. And remember, this is what Jesus has done for us. He says, through my son, I will make you alive. The scriptures say that through Christ, we have been made alive together with Christ. I will make you alive. I will put flesh upon your bones and you will become a full person, right? You will come out of the grave and I will put my breath in you and you shall live. That's the first part of the promise. But the second part of the promise is you shall know that I am the Lord. That this breath that I put in you, the spirit that I send out, it will not only make you alive, but it will give you a knowledge of me, a knowing, an intimacy. You shall know that I am the Lord. You shall know who I really am. And once you know who I really am, you will not forsake our covenant for idols. You won't stray anymore. You will come back throughout Ezekiel and also Jeremiah and Isaiah. The imagery for Israel is a harlot. A harlot is someone committing adultery. And so there's this intimacy, this bridal imagery with Ezekiel and with the house of Israel. And God's saying, you will know part of this breath will make you alive, but the Spirit of God will also bring you into a deep knowledge of me. And so friends, if you're in this place of dryness, God is giving you a promise. He's saying, hear the word of the Lord, prophesy this to yourself. I have made you alive in Christ and I will make you alive and I will bring you into a deeper and a deeper relationship with me through the power of my spirit, my breath that I put in you. Join us again tomorrow as we continue in this passage. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.